Hey, what's up, guys? This is your boy Raekwon Hardy here from the Emerger Podcast, here to give you value on social-based marketing, branding, and how to build better in life. Today, I want to talk about something that's very, very important, and I want to talk about something that is a big, big topic for a lot of millennial entrepreneurs or dreamers, and they have this idea that you have to have everyone around you invested inside of your dream before you can actually take action. And this is kind of going a little bit more in depth on how to build a business where you don't have the support from your family and friends, or you're trying to go in a certain direction of life, but they're not really supportive of that, or you're trying to go for a new career, and they're not really supportive of that career. And so how to deal with that, and what are some actionable steps that you can do to kind of keep going in the same direction that you're looking to go, but also be able to set the tone around the people that love you, so that way they can understand truly what it is you're trying to do here. To give you guys a little bit of background story on who I am and about our podcast here. Again, my name is Raekwon Hardy, and I am a digital marketing coach and consultant. I work with small business owners, teaching them and educating them and providing service for them on how to get more leads, grow their community, and just build their business through social media presence. All right. And so a lot of people are starting to realize that there's a lot of opportunity with social media to be able to build a business or like start a side hustle. And so I come in and help people put together the tools to be able to do so. Right, so that's a little bit of background story about me and what I do, and kind of what we're going to be talking about here in a lot of our episodes is kind of giving people tools, strategies, you know, golden nuggets on how to take action on their side hustle or their dream project. All right, now with today's episode on how to like pursue a career or a business when you don't have the support from your family and friends, this is something that was a big obstacle for me when I first got started in trying to build a digital business. A lot of my family didn't really understand the internet, and they kind of still really don't understand the internet that much today. And so when I decided I was going to start this business and do all these great things, they weren't, I wouldn't say necessarily not supportive, but they were a little skeptical of the idea. And I actually remember the first day that I got involved in a network marketing company was my first introduction to online business. And I remember I was excited about the opportunity and the potential. And I went to my grandmother. I'll never forget this day because we were sitting in our living room. And I gave her the business card that I got from a gentleman earlier that day from work. And she was like, oh, this is one of those pyramid scheme things. I've been in one of those before. And she just went on this kind of rant on how it wasn't going to work out and the whole nonsense. A lot of you guys who are in that field, you will understand exactly what I'm talking about. You know, but that's really what happened. And so I got extremely discouraged after that, extremely discouraged. And I kind of really didn't do anything with the opportunity for a few months. I kind of just sat on it, didn't really do much with it, and didn't really see much really come out of the opportunity. And so after that, you know, I came through a lot of other different opportunities to build a business or pursue business, and I took action on those opportunities and kind of really didn't have too much support or foundation from my family. But here's one of the things that you guys have to understand about when you're trying to build your dream: no one else can build that dream for you. It's no one else's job. It's no one else's responsibility to support that dream, to feed into that dream, but you. And we tend to forget that. We tend to think that it's everyone on the outside's responsibility to help us, because that's the way a lot of society has conditioned us to think, especially with the younger generation, where, you know, we have a lot of parents out here who are just babying their kids and babying them all the way through their 20s and their 30s, and just not really having a sense of responsibility for our own actions. And not saying everyone of our generation is like that, but, you know, we hear a lot of other people and different articles and news talk about the millennials and how we don't want to work and all this nonsense. But I do think there is some slight truth to that, depending on what context we're talking about. And I do believe that with a lot of the new generation, our work ethic is a little bit kind of not on point. And so we kind of expect people to help us with every little thing that we do. And so what I want to tell you guys about is that, you know, when you don't have the support from your family and friends, you don't have a mentor, you don't have anyone who's really guiding you on what to do and what directions you should take, because especially if you come from households similar to mine where there were no real business owners, there were no people who were extremely successful that we could look up to and learn after. And so you kind of have to go and experiment for yourself. And that's kind of the road that I took. You know, I don't know any, there's not really anybody in my family that runs a business or really has seriously pursued business. And so I had no one to really go to for crystal cut clear advice. And so I did a lot of research as far as reading, buying books, buying courses, and educating myself and getting around people who could support me in what I was doing. And there's so many different communities online, especially with social media, guys. You have Facebook groups, you have forums, you have, you know, you can literally go to a mentor of yours and look in the comments and connect with people in those comments and build relationships. And those are people who are interested in the same things you can resonate with and build relationships. But a lot of people, when it comes down to their family and their friends, you know, especially when we're very, very excited about a new project, right? We're very, very excited, a little bit naive, and we just automatically assume that because we're excited about this project and that we want to pursue this new endeavor, that everyone else should be just as excited about this new project as we are. And that's how I was. When I figured out what network marketing was and I figured out what digital, how I could build my own digital brand, my own thing, using the internet and actually make money off of it, I thought it was the best thing that was created ever since sliced bread. Like, I literally thought this is sent from the heavens. And I wanted to tell everybody about it. When I mean everyone, friends, family, coworkers, I just wanted to just spill it on everybody and just... you know, everyone didn't really receive that the way I thought that they would receive it. So I kind of had to double back. And it took me a while. It took me almost a year and a half. But I had to double back and reevaluate myself, reevaluate what it was that I was looking to build and understand, oh, wow, this actually isn't for everyone. Because your dream, your goal, your project that you want to build or your business that you want to build, it's not going to be for everybody. There's a specific audience, a specific group of people who you're going to be serving within your business. And that sometimes may not be your family and your friends. And that's okay. That's okay. Because there are tons and tons of people out here who would love to support you in what you do. You just have to get out here, provide value, network, you know, spread the word, and those people will start to find you. And for me, it took a while. It took a while for me to find my tribe and to build those connections. But I'm super, super grateful that I have patience to build a business. And I'm starting to find people around me that are kind of going in the same direction that I'm going. And I don't really have to bother my friends and family about what it is that I do, because I have a whole network and audience of people who are in the same direction. So you're not having to push your dreams or your whatever project or business you have onto them. Okay? Because a lot of people, they ruin and burn bridges because they get involved with the business, they start something, and they want everyone to support it 110% like they're supporting it. And when people don't, they just want to say, well, if they're not supporting what I'm doing and trying to get involved with what I got going on here, then they don't really care for me. And it necessarily does not always have to be that way. Sometimes people have to be turned into believers, right? You have to get your grind up, you know, work a little hard at what you're doing and start to make them into believers. Start to put in your groundwork, and or like I heard T.I. said, put in the collateral, right? You need to put in collateral. You need to have a reason why someone should believe in you. Give them reasons why they should invest in you, because you are the next thing up. And that's what I'm doing right now. It's one of the main reasons why I created this podcast, is because I have a lot of knowledge that I want to share that I've built up and that I've studied through the past 3.5 years of building an online business, and actually building a few offline businesses that were, some were success and some were failures. And just a lot of things that I want to share with the youth, with other business owners, with other people who have businesses that they want to pursue. And I want to spread that with you guys through this podcast. So definitely subscribe to our podcast. We're on all major platforms. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify. So check us out on all the platforms, and lock in with us. We have a few other episodes you guys can check out on our channels as well. So go over there, check them out. I actually have an interview with another coach and public speaker and publisher, a book publisher, that I definitely think you guys would enjoy, on journaling and why it's important to write down your thoughts. So after this episode, go check that out. But back to the scheduled program. Get out here and put in the groundwork and start putting out content, start networking, and figuring out who has the information to help you get to where you want to go. Because sometimes taking advice from just your homeboys that you hang around with, or your family or friends, sometimes they're not necessarily qualified to give you the information that you need in order to make that next step, right? Because it's always that one uncle who was going to start a barbershop, but it never worked out, or that one aunt that was going to go to law school, but she quit on her first semester, and she wants to tell you how to run a business or how to pursue this. So get around, network, do your research, and get around people who are creditable, who are documented, and who can show you that they've done the actions that they're trying to teach you and have proven results to show. Whether it's running a business, whether it's speaking, whether it's they know how to network, whether they know sales, whatever it is, get around those people, ask questions, and don't be scared to ask people, hey, listen, this is what I'm trying to pursue. This is what I'm trying to go into this direction. And I want to know if you have anybody in mind that could guide me to this direction. And so that works out really, really well for me. I've met a lot of people just by asking for referrals or asking for recommendations, and they plug me in with certain people. So definitely get out here, ask questions, break out of your comfort zone, and learn how to build you a tribe of, or a network of people who understand what you're trying to do and can guide you in the right direction, other than your family and friends. Because don't get me wrong, they really do want to support you, but some people have to be seers before they believe. And so you've got to put in the groundwork first. You know, I've been grinding strong with building an online business for 3.5 years now, and some of my family and friends are still not believers in what I've done, even though I've documented that I've coached, you know, several student close groups. I've worked with small business owners, big business owners. It's just, you just have to keep putting in the work, knowing your value, and not letting that get under your skin. Because if you're going to run a business, if you're going to really have your dreams pay your bills, you can't have thin skin, because people are always going to have something negative to say about you. People are always going to have something to critique about your business or what you're doing. So you got to have thick skin. You got to know how to take the criticism on the chin and keep moving like a champ. One of the other things that I want to mention as well is that I want to kind of double back to the point where I said it's really no one else's responsibility but to build your dream. You know, don't depend on other people to do everything for you. If it's something that needs to be done in your business, if it needs, you need to be getting on the phone, you need to be getting on the phone yourself. If you need help with marketing, get out here and market yourself. We have social media now. We have the internet. Get out here, make some Facebook posts, make some Instagram posts, go live. Do what you need to do and get out here and promote yourself, right? Don't ever ask anyone to do something for you that you're not willing to do for yourself. And so that's one of the biggest obstacles that was, you know, an obstacle for me, is learning how to invest in myself to the extent that I wanted other people to invest in me as well. So I'm getting up every single day. I'm making lives. I'm going and putting up content. I'm putting out content for my podcast. I'm doing all this stuff so that way I can put in the work. And like I said, like T.I. said, I'm digging in. I'm putting out the collateral. And I'm doing what I need to do in order to set the groundwork and the foundation for what I'm doing. So if you're a person who is starting your own side project, whether you're trying to get a car washing business up, you're into photography, you're getting into trying to sell products for a company, whatever it is, you know, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram and DM me on any of your favorite thoughts and what's going on, and let me know what it is that you're trying to build. And I would be more than happy as a coach and a consultant to give you a few tips to help you get into the right direction and start, you know, building your platform and building value and letting people know what it is that you do. So, you know, thanks guys for tuning in today's podcast. Like I said, you guys can reach out to me on Instagram. My Instagram is going to be AllDigitalRaekwon. All right. It's going to be AllDigitalRaekwon. Right. It's AllDigitalRaekwon. You guys can reach out to me on Instagram. Check me out over there. I will probably leave some information in the descriptions of this podcast where you guys can go over there and add me on Facebook, add me on Instagram. I'm always putting up content, always giving out nuggets. And so show some love, follow me. I follow back as long as you guys engage with my post. I love, you know, supporting people. So definitely check me out over there, guys. We have a lot of other stuff coming, a lot of other content. I'm really going to be putting out just episode after episode after episode, just wanting to crank out as much value as I possibly can. So hope you guys got some value out of today's episode, and I'll see you for the next one. Stay blessed.